When you're a small business owner, there's no such thing as 9 to 5. Days are longer, and business hours, well, they're anything but predictable, especially when you have clients like ours. When I considered payroll providers for my business, I looked for a solution that fit into my busy schedule. Sure Payroll makes running payroll easy, and its U.S.-based customer service is there for me when I have questions, after hours, and even Saturdays.
Visit SurePayroll.com for a one-month free trial, because small business is our business.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Carolina Teague. Carolina is the co-host of a program called The Sports Dime, which airs Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KLUP AM 930, The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. And she's also a writer for Sports As Told by a Girl and Pounding the Rock, and also a ring announcer for the San Antonio-based wrestling promotion, River City Wrestling. Carolina is also a native of Chicago, Illinois, and a diehard Chicago Bears fan. On the program, we talk about the Bears' recent win over the Detroit Lions. Also, we talk Justin Fields and so much more. Carolina is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
At Louisiana Healthcare Connections, we're more than Medicaid. We're a family of nurses and providers who take care of your healthcare, so you can take care of your family. As a member, you'll get up to $750 a year in adult dental care, unlimited doctor visits, transportation to appointments, plus pregnancy and childbirth care, all with no out-of-pocket cost to you. To find out if the health plan more members prefer is right for you, visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Randall's for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Randall's for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randall's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men use G-strings and lust to create a global empire. But behind the cuffs and collars were men fueled by greed, arson, and murder. When the world they created crashes down around them, will anybody escape? Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply. The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Safeway for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit safeway.com/foryou for program details.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Albertsons for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Albertsons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Field. With time, delivered down the field. Tom Murray still running. It'll dive down inside the 30. Bobby Price got him. But a big time pass, a 64-yard gain for the first foul pick.
Hey, it was Sunday.
Damian Williams in at running back now. Play fake, Fields, set, delivers deep. Got it! Allen Robinson! 28 yards! Justin Fields is pitching that rock today! That's what Adam. First down and goal. Here's a handoff to Montgomery. Breaks it inside, still on his feet, pushing the pass! Chicago! 9 yards! The hard way! They hand it off. Montgomery. And a 5-yard gain, but Montgomery is hurt. He's grabbing his legs. I hate to see this.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. And, of course, that was Gus Johnson on the play-by-play call of the Week 4 game between the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. The Bears would go on to win that game, final score 24-14. To talk more about that game as well as the Bears' next game, we want to welcome her back to the program, somebody that's I've had her on before. She's really, really cool, a diehard, dedicated Chicago Bears fan, and also she's the host of the Sports Dime on Sundays at 10 a.m. on 9:30 The Answer in San Antonio, Texas, and also she does some other cool stuff as well. Let's welcome her back to the program, Carolina Teague. Hey, Carolina, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Carolina, first things first, what were your takeaways from the Bears' victory over the Detroit Lions?
I think the biggest takeaway that I got from it is that Bill Lazor needs to be calling more of the offensive plays for the Chicago Bears. Leading up to this point, Matt Nagy was not alluding to who he would be allowing to call the plays, but it was quite evident during the first or second quarter of the Chicago Bears game against the Detroit Lions that Bill Lazor was making the plays because Justin Fields was looking up into the skybox for his audible. So it was quite evident at that point that it wasn't Coach Nagy. And, of course, I think that was the biggest takeaway for the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields started. That was also a good plus. He was able to connect with wide receivers, made some really good plays down the field. And, of course, the rushing game played fantastic as well. And the Chicago Bears utilized the rush game for the most part against the Lions in order to pull off this win. The unfortunate part is that David Montgomery went down, but everything else, they looked phenomenal. I think the biggest takeaway, like I said, though, is that Matt Nagy's not calling the offensive plays, and you see the product on the field when they do that.
Wow, good point right there, because it seemed like the Bears' passing game, I mean, we know what the Bears' running game is going to bring to the table, but that Bears' passing game looked pretty fluid in this game against Detroit. Well, let's get now to the Bears' offense, and I want to start off with the running game for a moment. Of course, David Montgomery got hurt in this one. We'll talk more about the injury in just a little bit, but I'm looking at the stats here. David had 23 carries for 106 yards. And 2 rushing touchdowns, and also a Damian Williams, a former member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 8 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown. Just kind of go more into detail, if you can, Carolina, about Chicago's running game and the victory against the Lions.
Their running game, when they're on point, they're spectacular. And, of course, they're going to capitalize on all the open holes in any given team that they're playing for that particular week. The Lions' rush defense isn't that great when it comes to, obviously, doing the rush. So I think that, you know, they utilize the run game properly, and the run game did an effective job against the Detroit Lions.
Solid. And, of course, you mentioned it, and I mentioned it as well, David Montgomery suffered a leg injury in this game. The good news is that they feared that it would have been a torn ACL, but that was not the case. So David will be playing, will be returning this season. Can you go more into detail about the information, like with how long David is going to be out and just the extent of his injury?
Sure. So he has a sprained left knee, and they're expected him to be out of playing for about 4 to 5 weeks, which is a significant amount of time for the Chicago Bears, just to be honest with you. David Montgomery is a huge part of the Chicago Bears running game. He's their most explosive player. So losing David Montgomery for about 4 to 5 weeks is a huge loss for the Chicago Bears. And their running game is going to have to come up with a new game plan in order to be effective during those plays. One of the important things about the Chicago Bears is that the running game is used importantly, because as you can see with Coach Nagy's playbook, he's not able to open the passing game a lot more with his players, albeit this current game that you saw with the Detroit Lions and Bill Lazor making the calls. So hopefully they utilize the passing game more in the next upcoming weeks. So losing David Montgomery is a huge blow to the Chicago Bears, and I'm just really – really disappointed that he's gone, but I also am glad, like you said, that it's not something worse, like a torn ACL or something of that nature.
Right. With the running game, Damian Williams, he scored a touchdown in this contest. Now, Damian Williams has championship experience. He was a member of the Super Bowl winning team for the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you think we'll see Damian run a little bit more? Because I know Damian's MO in Kansas City was primarily being a receiving back. He was a running back that was coming out of the backfield and catching passes. So do you think we'll see Damian run a little bit more? Or like you said, do you think we'll see Bill Lazor open up more of the passing game?
I think in this particular upcoming game against the Raiders, they have issues with their pass protection. So I think they're going to be utilizing the passing plays more in this game regardless. But even with David Montgomery out, the thing about Damian Williams is that he's set to be Chicago's lead running back in the event that David Montgomery is injured. Damian Williams suffered a thigh bruise this past Sunday against the Lions, so they're going to have an update on him this upcoming Wednesday to see if he's going to be able to even play. But I don't know what the third option would be if he were to be questionable or out for that game against the Raiders.
All right, fair enough. And now let's get to the passing attack. The receivers played, particularly Darnell Mooney played extremely well in this game, probably one of the best game he's had so far in this early part of the NFL season. He had 5 catches for 125 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Darnell and how he played in this game.
I think Darnell Mooney is a great wide receiver. I don't think he's one of the best in the NFL, but I think he's decent as a wide receiver, and he can get the ball where it needs to be as long as you put the ball in his hands. And I think Justin Fields did a great job of using both wide receivers, Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney. So it was really interesting to see Justin Fields being able to utilize all the wide receivers that the Chicago Bears have. That's something that we kind of don't get to see every now and then. So he was effectively able to use both, and that's what you see as the end result product, is that Darnell Mooney has a great game because it's being thrown to multiple people at different times.
All right, and then, of course, Allen Robinson, who's been the top receiver for the Bears for the last several years, and he had 3 catches for 63 yards, and Allen got some action in this one as well. Just give me your thoughts on Allen and his play in this contest.
He did a great job as well. I can't knock Allen Robinson for anything he does. He's the best wide receiver that the Chicago Bears have. And I think for this game, for these moments, even though he had 3 catches, they still used their wide receivers effectively, which is something that Bears fans and people who follow the Bears have been wanting to see for a long time. All we tend to see is rush, 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 and short passes. We saw a lot of deep dimes and everything that we wanted to see as a fan. So I think overall, Bill Lazor calling the plays and making deep throws and just opening up the playbook for Justin Fields to be mobile, and him showing his mobility by avoiding sacks is just a treat that, you know, we get to watch as fans.
All right, and then speaking of fans for years have been excited, have been fans of the running game, which you talked about earlier, Carolina, because the running game and defense have really been the bread and butter of the Chicago franchise for so many decades, and the defense showed up big in this contest. I want to start off with Alec Ogletree for a moment. He led the team in tackles with 10. Just give me your thoughts on Alec and his performance.
I think he's done an incredible job as, you know, being on the team. He's done an incredible job. I think that what it is more so is the defensive coordinator. It's no longer Chuck Pagano. I think I believe it's Sean DeHaes is the defensive coordinator. He's doing a great job with utilizing people like Ogletree, people like Robert Quinn effectively, and then they just show up and make big plays. I think it's nice to see the Chicago Bears using their players effectively.
All right, and then another person that did well on the defensive side is Roquan Smith. Man, what a player he's been since his short time he's been in Chicago. He had 8 tackles and 1 sack in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Roquan and how he played.
Roquan always does a great job. I've always been a fan of Roquan Smith. He's a pro bowler. He's always done an incredible job just overall on the defensive end of the ball. And he's always been able to make big plays when it matters. So seeing him play great this past game doesn't surprise me. Like I said, seeing the defense, it doesn't look as great as it was, obviously, 5 years ago. But it does look great now. And I think, dare I say, it kind of looks a little bit better than last year.
All right, sweet. And then Robert Quinn, 5 tackles and a sack in this game. We know how explosive Robert has been in his since his time in the NFL. Just give me your thoughts on Robert and how he played.
So last year, Robert wasn't really a huge impact on the Chicago Bears defense. He was kind of non-existent, it seemed like, and it kind of seemed like a waste of money for bringing him on from the Cowboys. And he had suffered with multiple injuries. Well, he had injuries in the beginning of the season, and his injuries may have been worse than we had been told. But it looks like this season, Robert Quinn is standing out a whole lot more. Like I said, with Sean Desai, the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, he's able to use Robert Quinn a whole lot better than he has been able to use, or than Chuck Pagano was able to use him last year when he was non-existent. This year, they're lining him up against Khalil Mack, which when you are an offensive line, you're going to be looking out for Khalil Mack. They're lining up Robert Quinn next to Khalil Mack, it seems like, at all times, and he's able to utilize and get, you know, tackles, and or he's able to get big tackles whenever he's, or big tackles and big sacks at any given moment. Because I think usually people's offensive lines, they go for Khalil Mack first, and they think Robert Quinn is not a threat, but he most definitely is. And I think he's actually one of the people that I believe is one of the most standout players in the NFL this season because of his comeback. Like as far as comeback player of the year is concerned, he should definitely be in the standing, but obviously you would see that it would probably go to Dak Prescott or something like that, who's more popular. But I do think he has potential to be a comeback big name in the NFL.
Okay, and speaking of the name that you mentioned earlier, Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack only had a tackle, but he had a sack in this contest. But Khalil's presence is very much felt in this defense with Chicago. Just give me your thoughts on Khalil and how he played.
Khalil Mack, I think he played well in this particular game. I think when they line him up one-on-one against a running back, he's able to make big plays. But when he's double-team and triple-team is when he has issues. I think for this particular game, he played a great job, even though he didn't have as big of a game as Robert Quinn, because I think he's the scapegoat, it seems like, when it comes to everybody wants to, you know, get to him first. I think his presence there allows the defense to be more effective on that side of the ball.
All right, and then that takes care of the defense. So now I want to bring up Justin Fields for a moment. Again, Justin got his first, correct me if I'm wrong, his second win as an NFL starting quarterback. So, you know, he was only 11 of 17 for 209 yards, and he had the interception. But nevertheless, he made plays when need be. Just give me your thoughts on Justin and how well he played in this game.
I think Justin should be QB1, and it's a shame that he hasn't been named publicly as QB1 as of yet. He is a treat to the Chicago Bears organization. All the fans love him. I think he's the second calling of quarterbacks. It's something that the Chicago Bears organization has needed, a facelift when it comes to the quarterback position. And him being able to be productive and get those wins when somebody like Bill Lazor is calling the plays is just shows that he is able to get wins. He's able to be effective. He's able to be mobile like he was at Ohio State. He's able to make big-time plays, big-time throws. And he just has that leadership mentality and that leadership energy that the Chicago Bears offense always seems to lack a big presence of. So I think Justin Fields being on the Chicago Bears team as a starting quarterback, whenever he's able to be the starting quarterback, is a huge, huge morality boost for the entire Chicago Bears team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I see the big difference when he's out there on the field. And by the way, he's won two career games. This is his, he's had two career victories so far as the quarterback of the Bears. And I want to stay with Justin for a moment because Carolina, I know we've talked about the issues of the quarterback position for such a long time with the Bears franchise. Why is it that, I don't know, maybe you can answer this question a little bit better. Matt Nagy, I mean, he's still insisting that Andy Dalton is still his guy for whatever reasons, but why is it that he's warmed up to Justin Fields? It's like, okay, you've got this. You're the quarterback. You're the one that we want to take over going forward.
Well, the thing is, he hasn't done that yet, and that's the issue that everyone's having with him. He's still insistent, as of yesterday, that QB1 is going to be Andy Dalton no matter what. Then it's going to be Justin Fields. So that's the thing that frustrates Bears fans and Bears media and everybody who watches the Bears really closely the most about them. He is refusing to announce Justin Fields as QB1, even though Justin Fields got his first career win yesterday, and he's been even and when he did start on his second win, or when they had their second win of the season, he was able to make big-time plays, even though Andy Dalton was QB1 at that position. The issue that Coach Nagy has, I believe, is an ego, and he refuses to say that he was wrong and that Justin Fields needs to be quarterback one. Some people disagree with me. Some people think that Justin Fields needs time to develop first. I completely disagree. I'm the type of person who wants wins right then and there. So Justin Fields being quarterback one, it's something that they need to make the announcement about. They need to stop playing mental manipulation, mind games with the public, and they need to have Justin Fields as the permanent quarterback one position.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, too. I think if they drafted him, I think they're going to have to give him the keys and just let him drive and make the mistakes with him along the way. I think that's just ridiculous right there. But, hey, I mean, again, we don't know what's going on in the organization or with the franchise, and I guess the McCaskies are letting Coach Nagy make the decisions on that. So now let's get to the Bears' next game, which will be against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders lost a tough one to Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers on Monday night. So we know about Derek Carr. We know about Coach Gruden, and they love to throw the ball. The Raiders' M.O. is throwing the football. So, Carolina, what must the Bears' defense do to neutralize the Raider offense?
Well, they're going to have to be more deep to neutralize the Bears' defense. The Bears' defense, they're going to have to be more deep and play more in the field. They can't be in the pocket or in the box too much because they're going to be utilizing the pass protection. They're a very pass-heavy team, and the defense is going to have to be effective for Chicago Bears, and I think that they will be able to be effective. The issue that I see for the Chicago Bears is their running game issue. They're supposed to be heavily relying on the pass protection because Raiders are one of the most least favorite when it comes to pass protection in the NFL. And the Chicago Bears are great in their rush defense as well. So they're for sure going to have to rely on the passing game on both sides of the ball. But I think the main issue for the Chicago Bears coming up is that running game.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to be a transition into the next topic. So now, Raider defense. We know that the Raiders defense is pretty solid with the likes of Max Crosby. And the Raiders defense are going to be going up against the Bears offense. Now, we talked about this, and you mentioned it, excuse me, Carolina, about the running game, how that's going to be issue. So let's just hypothetically say that Justin Fields is the starting quarterback for this game. How much pressure would it be on him for the Bears to really get things going in terms of the passing game against this Raider defense?
There's going to be a ton of pressure. The Chicago Bears have always had offensive line issues, but now we're starting to see the exposure of that. It's more so how Matt Nagy constructs their particular plays. Hopefully with Bill Lazor at the helm of the offense, maybe he's able to provide more protection for Justin Fields, which was their goal in the during the Detroit Lions game. You can see they protected him a lot more, and I think that they need to utilize that same method, protect Justin Fields more, allow him to get the ball down the field, and I think that that could be their winning recipe if they take the win in Las Vegas.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from Carolina Teague recapping the Bears' victory against the Lions, also talking the Bears' offense, defense, Justin Fields, and the Bears' next game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Carolina, I want you know, there's been a lot of talk in the news recently about the Bears and their lease going to be coming up within in the future at Soldier Field. So the future looks a little bleak in terms of the Bears playing at Soldier Field. There's been talks about the organization could be breaking the lease and they may want to play outside of Chicago, maybe near the practice facility. You can tell me I'm wrong, and in Bourbonnais. Can you go more into detail about what the Bears plan to do in the current with their lease at Soldier Field and the possibility of them building a new stadium?
I definitely think that they have plans on building a new stadium with the purchase of this property. Michael McCaskey, one of the owners of the Chicago Bears, was attempting to play in the suburbs over 25 years ago, but it never happened. And it's going to be a really expensive investment for the McCaskeys. They're a very conservative, they're a very conservative organization at the top. However, I think it's time for the Chicago Bears to move to a more upgraded field. Chicago Bears are one of the highest grossing football teams. They're worth well over $4 billion. And it just makes sense to give them a stadium that will give them a complete facelift. Now, you could do all of these things and give them a great stadium and do all that stuff, but if the team isn't performing, to me, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. But I do think that they deserve a better stadium. Now, Soldier Field does have a lot of history, and Soldier Field is one of the – I think it's the – or no, Lambeau Field. Between Lambeau Field and Soldier Field, they're the oldest fields in the NFL. So it's going to be pretty sad, you know, leaving Soldier Field. But I think it's time for the Chicago Bears to get an upgrade and a much-needed facelift for their arena.
That's not going to be a great day when the Bears have to leave Soldier Field. And just watching Bears games over the years at Soldier Field is just a great venue – it's a great venue to watch football games, and just to see that the backdrop of Lake Michigan is incredible. And like you said,
spectacular. Yeah, it's a spectacular. That's the part that's going to be sad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a very sad day, not just for Bears fans, but for football fans, or sports fans in general. And like you mentioned, with Lambeau Field, Soldier Field, the two oldest stadiums in the NFL. I want to get back to, you mentioned about Michael McCaskey, where he said the plans were in works 25 years ago for this. Why didn't it happen then?
More than like, I have no idea why, honestly. I don't know why it never fell through. I'm sure it had to do with the McCaskeys being conservative, because Virginia McCaskey is the owner of the Bears organization. I think it more so was a collective decision not to proceed with the building of a new stadium, maybe because of cost, you know, measures. And then also, I'm sure they took in the accountability, the historic nostalgia that comes with Soldier Field, the view, like you said. The issue with Soldier Field is that it's old, it's deteriorating. I mean, if anything, I would say give it a makeover, you know, and keep that great view. Or maybe they could possibly another thing, too, is that the seating is an issue as well. They don't have enough people to accommodate their huge fan base, and their tickets are pretty expensive. I think with the new upgraded stadium, they would have way more seats, and they would be able to accommodate more affordable tickets to, you know, offset the cost of those seats.
How long – I think they were – you can correct me if I'm wrong about this. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, was trying to get – I think – let me see. Is the lease at Soldier Field up until – is it 2033, or is it, like, in the next few years or so? Do you know more information about that?
Let me see. The lease goes until 2033, but they could break the lease in 2026, which is in 5 years, and it would cost them $84 million.
Oh, wow. Do you think they'll be willing to break the lease, or do you think they're just going to go into 2033, considering, like you mentioned, how conservative the organization is, especially when it comes to finances?
That's a tough call, honestly, but I think the one of the key red flag that I saw was that purchase of that property. So it seems like they're going to move forward to Arlington Heights, and they're going to pay that pretty price to break that lease at Soldier Field. And it's a fraction, though, of how much they could earn by owning its own stadium. So there are financial benefits if they own their own stadium in Arlington Heights. But if they don't own it outright, obviously they're going to make less money. So I see the plus and the minuses. It does seem like they're going to pay that pretty price, and they're going to move to Arlington Heights, it seems.
So, okay, so with the move that is expected to be made to Arlington Heights, will it be public transportation friendly for fans that would like to take Chicago Transit to the games? Will that be available to those people?
I have no idea what they are, but I'm sure they've thought about those things as well, how people are going to be able to get there from Chicago if the train goes in their direction. I think they've considered that when they pick their location. So I'm sure they figured out all the logistics when it comes to travel and location. Similar to what they do with, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. People have, like, you know, buses that go that way and things like that in order to accommodate people coming in from Dallas to go visit the Dallas games. I think the Chicago Bears organization took into account all of those factors before they decided to make that purchase of that property.
Will the stadium be outdoors like Soldier Field, or will this be a stadium like maybe AT&T Stadium or like SoFi Stadium where there's a dome or maybe like a retractable roof or something like that?
I honestly don't know. They haven't said – well, first they haven't confirmed that they will be building a new stadium. So when they confirm that they'll be building a new stadium, it would be interesting to see what they decide to do. Now, if they are at Arlington Heights and there's no view, I would say that there's no reason to have a roofless field. I think they definitely need a rooftop type of field, especially when it's cold, freezing weather in Chicago and a lot of rain. I think that a roof would be beneficial. However, if there's a beautiful view, I really don't know that location really well, but if there's a really beautiful view, then who's to say that they're going to have, you know, not like a roofless roof. I think retractable would honestly be the best option.
Okay. It's always interesting when you said retractable would be the best option. When I think of Chicago Bear football, I just think outdoors and the elements and stuff like that. That's going to be interesting right there. I want to ask you, do you know what's going to happen whenever that day comes? What's going to happen to Soldier Field? Or is it going to remain use in Chicago? Are they going to use it for certain things? What's going to happen to it?
That's what I want to know. They haven't even said, you know, what the plans are for Soldier Field, but it's such an iconic place. It would suck to see it be demolished. I think that would be too dramatic. So I don't see it being demolished. I hope it doesn't get demolished. I hope that they use it for maybe soccer, you know, soccer leagues or maybe D-League when it comes to football or things of that nature. But I hope they do something useful with Soldier Field and turn it into something that could be productive. However, the last thing I would want to see is Soldier Field getting demolished right away. That would be really hard for the city to take. It would be hard for me to take, you know, watching Soldier Field just, hey, we're over it. We're going to demolish Soldier Field, which is iconic.
Yeah, that would be terrible. I hope they can keep it around for much longer and find a use for it, concerts or whatever. So let's hope and pray it stays up. And, again, she's Carolina Teague. And, Carolina, tell everybody again what you do as the host of the Sports Dime on 9:30 The Answer in San Antonio.
I'm the host of the Sports Dime in San Antonio from 10 to 11 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. The Answer. And I talk all things sports. I talk about things that I feel like talking about. And, of course, I have guests on from time to time. So it's a really fun show. We do a lot of giveaways. And we mainly talk about, you know, San Antonio Spurs, Dallas Cowboys, a lot of Texas stuff that's going on. But I have no problem with talking about my favorite team from time to time, which is the Chicago Bears. So I really love getting the opportunity to talk about them. So thank you so much for bringing me on.
Oh, you're welcome. And also you write for Sports as Told by a Girl and also Pounding the Rock. Just tell everybody briefly what you do with those outlets.
Awesome. So, yes, I did just announce yesterday that I am writing for Pounding the Rock. Pounding the Rock is the SB Nation coverage for San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to be writing for them during the regular season. And for Sports as Told by a Girl, is more of a casual writing for me. I like to write about things that make my heart smile, kind of like writing about boxing or the Bears or things that make me happy. I'll write articles about that. So I definitely love both blogs. They're great blogs. If you ever want to check them out, it's sportsastoldbyagirl.com and poundingtherock.com for SB Nation.
Awesome. And also, you are a ring announcer as well in the world of professional wrestling. Just tell everybody what you do on that end.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm also a wrestling ring announcer as well. I love RCW wrestling. I like ring announcing. It's actually really fun. You know, it's one thing to talk on the radio, but then it's another thing we have to get on stage and keep a crowd energized and, you know, just hype everyone up for a great wrestling event. I love River City Wrestling. It's an independent professional wrestling company in San Antonio. They have big stars that have been on AEW, WWE, and Ring of Honor. There's so many great talent that goes through River City Wrestling, and I'm just honored to be a part of that entire organization.
Awesome, awesome. And Carolina, tell everybody again where they can find you on social media and any websites, any platforms you want to promote, let them know that as well.
Yes, you can find me on CarolinaT_ at Twitter and on Instagram.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Carolina Teague. She's the host of the Sports Dime. Check her out Sundays at 10 a.m. on 930 The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. And also a Chicago native and a diehard Bears fan talking about Chicago Bears football. Carolina, thank you again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yes, I'd love to come on, especially when the Chicago Bears are the hot topic. I definitely love to come on to, you know, talk to you guys about it. You guys always treat me well, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. Thank you again, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you.
With time, delivers time in the field. And Tom Murray still running. And he'll dive down inside the 30. Bobby Price got him. But a big time pass, a 64-yard gain for the first foul pick.
Damian
Williams in at running back now. Play fake, Fields, set, delivers deep. Got it! Allen Robinson! 28 yards! Justin Fields is pitching that rock today!
And that's what Allen Robinson does. Nice play action.
First down and goal.
180, what's that?
Here's a handoff to Montgomery. Breaks it inside. Still on his feet. Pushing the pile. Touchdown, Chicago. 9 yards. The hard way.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey-wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's Peacocktober. All month long, stream your Halloween favorites on Peacock. The biggest names in horror, like Freddy Krueger, Jason, Chucky, and more, streaming now. Plus, be the first to see Jamie Lee Curtis take on Michael Myers in the new movie Halloween Kills. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock, October 15th. And for a new universe of monsters, check out the Peacock original series, Girl in the Woods. Face your fears and stream it all this Peacocktober. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
How does an organization boost innovation for employees and cut out complication? Simple.
ServiceNow Creator Workflows give businesses the agility to create consumer-like app experiences in a matter of hours instead of months. With low-code development tools and pre-built templates, ServiceNow Creator Workflows make building user-friendly apps simple, so developers, or anyone else, can deliver cross-organizational digital workflows quickly. Whether it's a departmental app or a cross-enterprise process, ServiceNow Creator Workflows put the power of automation into the hands of everyday employees so they can focus on the bigger things. With Creator Workflows from ServiceNow, your previously manual and inefficient processes can become powerful digital workflows, connecting people, apps, and data. And they scale without sprawl. Simply put, it's innovation without complication. Whatever your business is facing, let's workflow it. Learn more at servicenow.com.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men use G-strings and lust to create a global empire. But behind the cuffs and collars were men fueled by greed, arson, and murder. When the world they created crashes down around them, will anybody escape? Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at discoveryplus.com. Terms apply.
The rich, balanced, and spiced fall flavor you love to look forward to is finally here. Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Flavored Ground Coffee. Available in K-Cup pods, too. Create a homemade cup, hot or iced, and just the way you love it. Available at Walmart.
The Inspiration4 orbital mission is full of firsts, and its diverse, all-civilian crew shows how space exploration could become more accessible to more people in the future.
We are writing the narrative of human spaceflight right now. And what do we want that to look like?
That's Dr. Cyan Proctor, one of the crew members of Inspiration4. Hear how their mission will also help fund treatments for childhood cancer in the series St. Jude Mission of a Lifetime. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Mobile. You could save hundreds of dollars on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts, all on the most reliable service. Click to try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator. In three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save with Spectrum Mobile. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save today. Spectrum Internet required. Savings may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save for details.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge. Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge. Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites,
perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
In 1971, magnetic resonance imaging revolutionized the way we look inside the human body.
It was able to do things that no other technology at the time could do.
To see an image of a brain of a person which was right in front of me, I couldn't believe it.
Where can MRI still take us? Listen to this episode of Shaping the Future of Healthcare at Siemens-Healthineers.com/MRI podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary, not valid in the combo.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at DiscoveryPlus.com. Terms apply.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Mmm, I'm loving McDonald's new $6 LSU fan faves meal.
Does it do that every time you open the wrapper?
No, sometimes it does this. But I like this best.
Touchdown!
Get 7 days of delicious with a new $6 LSU fan faves meal. Like Wednesday's spicy crispy chicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Sprite for just $6. It's a different deal every day of the week. Prices and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at DiscoveryPlus.com. Terms apply. The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at DiscoveryPlus.com. Terms apply.
Career Builder is made for people who have that thing. You know, those superpowers that make you good at your job, the skills you bring to work. And Career Builder knows those skills make you right for other jobs too. Higher paying jobs with benefits. Jobs you never thought of trying. Are you a people person? Work from home as a customer service rep? Are you organized and like driving? Become a delivery driver. You have the skills it takes, and CareerBuilder.com has the jobs to get you hired fast. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Mobile. You could save hundreds of dollars on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts, all on the most reliable service. Click to try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator. In 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save with Spectrum Mobile. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save today. Spectrum Internet required. Savings may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save for details.
The new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Curse of the Chippendales, explores how three men created a world of sex, greed, and murder that none of them can escape. Curse of the Chippendales, now streaming exclusively on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial at DiscoveryPlus.com. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
There's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Mobile. You could save hundreds of dollars on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts, all on the most reliable service. Click to try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator. In three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save with Spectrum Mobile. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save today. Spectrum Internet required. Savings may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save for details.
Whether it's absolute silence or lo-fi beats, you have a work style all your own. And Best Buy tech experts can help you get the right tech for you, available online, in-store, or in your home. Work for you space achieved. Details at BestBuy.com.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
The Times, a daily news podcast from the Los Angeles Times, gives you the world through the eyes of the West Coast. Through interviews and original stories, The Times is a podcast you need to understand the world and how California shapes it. Because if an issue that's in California isn't in your town yet, it will be soon. New episodes of The Times are available every weekday. To find it, go wherever you get your podcast and search for The Times, daily news from the LA Times. Gracias.
Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Or as we like to call it, the can't have just one deal. Mix and match a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, or crispy hash browns. Want two sausage biscuits? Buy one, get one for a dollar. Want a sausage biscuit and hash browns? That's cool too. Choose more of what you love. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
If you qualify for Medicaid, you can get health coverage from Louisiana Healthcare Connections. As a member, you'll get up to $750 a year in adult dental care, plus unlimited doctor visits, prescription coverage, transportation to appointments, and more at no cost to you. With benefits for your whole family, we can help make getting healthy and staying healthy your way of life. To learn more about the health plan that's number one in member choice, visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in the combo.
Hey, Randy. What you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Carolina Teague. Of course, she's the co-host of The Sports Dime, which airs Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KLUP AM 930, The Answer in San Antonio, giving us the 411 on what's happening with the Chicago Bears, her favorite team. And also, don't forget to check out her great writing on the website, Sports As Told by a Girl, and also Pounding the Rock, which is a website dedicated to the San Antonio Spurs, powered by SB Nation. And, of course, check out the wrestling things that she does with River City Wrestling as an announcer. That's going to do it once again. Again, remember to put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Tom's Thumb for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Tom's Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom's Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit TomThumb.com/4U for program details.
Pop quiz. What's 80% air, soft where you want it, firm where you need it, made in a lab, and breathes? The GelFlex Grid. And only Purple mattresses have it. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. Purple mattresses cradle, support, and soothe, giving you the best night's sleep ever. And right now, get a free set of sheets and a pillow with the purchase of select Purple mattresses at purple.com/sleepin. Terms apply.